There are so many places this story could start. With woolly mammoths, with giant prehistoric beavers boiled in their giant ponds, with the lost continent of Atlantis. But let's start with something even stranger, the Carolina Bays. I had never heard of a Carolina Bay until this year, and chances are you haven't either unless you're a farmer. They are not bays in the usual sense of the word. They are shallow depressions in the ground, elliptical in shape, that range from a few feet to several miles long. There are at least 500,000 scattered along the East Coast from New Jersey to Florida. Some are lakes, some are swamps, some are farm fields, and more than a few have vanished under houses and roads. They usually have sandy rims about 5 feet high, but the really interesting thing about Carolina Bays is that they all point in the same direction, northwest to southeast. And it's not just a casual relationship. The Carolina Bays in Maryland and New Jersey tip just a little more west than the bays in Georgia, which tip just a little more north. If you were to draw a line along the long axis of each Carolina Bay and extend those lines for several hundred miles, they would converge on a spot near the Great Lakes. So the question is, what could have created these strange depressions in the ground? I ask Lewis Culliver, the retired director of agriculture for Virginia Beach.
Jokingly, we always call them whale wallows because it looked like, you know, just a big old whale went in and kind of wallowed around.
I met Culliver one day at his family's farm market just south of Pungo. He offered to show me a Carolina Bay, so we jumped in his pickup truck and headed for Back Bay Landing Road. So when did you first become aware of these Carolina Bays?
Oh, I guess I've done ever since I began working in soil survey. I actually started in 59, so... And I've had some courses in geomorphology. They always intrigue me. You always study them if you study coastal plain geology, the Carolina Bays.
We pulled off the road and stopped on a gentle downward slope covered in tall brown grass. It didn't look any different to me than the next field over, or for that matter, any of the fields along Princess Anne Road. And that, for hundreds of years, was exactly the problem. From ground level, the Carolina Bays don't look like much. A naturalist writing in the late 1700s was probably referring to a Carolina Bay when he complained of having to strip off his clothes and fight through a swampy area of North Carolina filled with bay trees, Red Bay and Sweet Bay and Loblolly Bay. Not until aerial photography came along in the 1930s and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina was photographed from the air, did someone notice that the coast was absolutely littered with elliptical depressions, most of them with white sand rims, a little higher on the southeast side, all pointing the same way. This person thought they looked like meteorite craters, but not everyone over the years has agreed. In fact, the debate over formation of the Carolina Bays has been called the geological controversy of the century. Now Google Earth and LIDAR laser readings of elevation have revealed hundreds of thousands of Carolina Bays all up and down the Atlantic seaboard, and inland all the way past Richmond and the fall line. Culliver pointed at the land directly in front of us.
Now, the textbook example, when it was, particularly when it was, let's say, 35, was the one, when it was in the crop land, you just ride down here and you could just see the depression. You can still see it, but it's not quite as prominent because you got houses building in that area.
How big is that?
Oh, it's about, I guess, 60-70 acres, I'd say.
So the rim literally is higher.
Oh, no question about it. My gosh, it's, if you go down the basin and look up, you're looking up a hill, and you know, we don't have many hills around here. It's probably, 4 or 5 feet difference in elevation, and that's substantial. In fact, we might just ride down there and take a look and look back, and you can see what I mean by the hill. I don't think it's too wet we get stuck in anything today.
So we did. Culliver eased his truck down the slope, and we drove across the field, grass swishing against the underside of his truck. He stopped right next to a drainage ditch that had long ago turned this Carolina Bay from a swamp into a farm field.
Most years, they're probably the most productive soils we have for corn and soybean. They also be good for vegetables. You know, don't need to irrigate as much and you have organic matter. The black land is good. They're referred to as black land.
Black land.
Black land because they're poorly drained or organic in nature.
But what made it? In 1934, one of the most famous of the Carolina Bay theories was published, suggesting that a swarm of meteorites had gouged the Atlantic coastal plain. The popular press took up the story. Harper's Magazine published an article titled, "The Comet That Struck the Carolinas." The Saturday Evening Post wrote a version, and the floodgates opened. Competing scientists wrote critical articles blasting each other's theories. It was steam explosions, it was wind, it was sinkholes. It was prehistoric spawning fish waving their fins on the sea bottom. It was dust devils swirling across dry land. It was a meteorite landing on Arctic ice, hurling icebergs hundreds of miles to melt on the coastal plain. It is a debate that has lasted nearly a century, argued back and forth, sometimes politely, sometimes not, in about 200 scientific papers. It's still going on. The June issue of GSA Today, published by the Geological Society of America, contains a paper critical of a recent comet theory and a rebuttal by the theory's authors. The critique accuses the comet theorist of assembling a Frankenstein monster of evidence, calls it science by press release, and claims the theory runs roughshod over the evidence. The rebuttal accuses the critics of ignoring the truth. This topic runs hot. Lewis Colifer has his own theory, oxbows cut off by meandering rivers. It's not a popular theory. He's never published it. We got out of the truck. So here we are, right in the middle of the Carolina Bay.
Right in the middle of Carolina Bay.
It's very peaceful out here. The wind is blowing. Birds are singing. I leave Colifer talking with a photographer and walk toward that mysterious sandy rim, that hill that is only a hill here in the flatlands. Their voices fade away. They're not arguing. What created the Carolina Bays? What killed the woolly mammoths? Where did the giant beavers fit in? That's in tomorrow's podcast. For Pilot Online, I'm Diane Tennant.